So we live in a very yang energy society. Go, go, push, push, act, act, grow, grow 10 times. And not a lot of yin is celebrated. The hustle and grind of the yang energy is celebrated. So yin and yang is harmony. It's where you balance. And I like the word harmony better than balance because balance implies like this middle space that you teeter between, but it's kind of tense to have to stay balanced there. Versus harmony is like, yeah, sometimes you're one way and sometimes you're the other. And what's important is to know where you are and bring in the other energy to help, quote unquote, balance or harmonize that area. So if you are someone, which most of our, at least Western society is, overworked, overcommitted, in burnout, not great health, right? Then you probably have done that from stress and working too much in some capacity. Whether you're a burned out do-gooder doing nonprofit work, very common, right? Burnout. Or whether you're in corporate world or have your own business and you created a job for yourself again, whoops, through your business. So you're yanged out. And we need to bring some yin. And yin energy, this principle applies not just to what I'm saying energetically at work, but for the seasons, right? We have the general flow of an ebb and flow. Everything of how life flows is in cycles. But we tend to think it's a linear line that goes up and never stops. So it's really thinking of life like a circle. And that's why it's a circle, right? Not another shape. But anyway, so when you have yin energy, this is doing nothing. This is digesting what you've learned, reflecting. It is leisure or it could be pleasure, right? It's just surrendering, then pushing, it's allowing, then making something happen. So how the allowing more yin to your yang is consciously creating on an annual, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily basis, yin structure in your life such that it's inevitable. You're like creating the flow to happen, then waiting for it to happen. Because by default, you're just gonna go yang all the time. But if you consciously create yin time, so that could be, which I'll, that we'll talk about more later, the morning routine and that flow of inspiring soul first, that's more the I. But on an annual basis, I recommend on a very tactical level, take a week off every quarter. Yes, 4 weeks off a year. I know that seems like a lot. I actually, 6 weeks I've found to be the sweet spot. I found 10 weeks a little much to be out that much, but two is not sufficient. So 4 to 6 is the sweet spot. In Australia, they have that much paid time off.